Welcome to the Divorce Coaches Academy podcast with co-founders and hosts, Tracy Callahan and Deborah Doak. Each week, we tackle another tough topic to help professional divorce coaches maximize client impact and cultivate thriving practices. We also want to spread the word about the expertise and value that certified divorce coaches bring to the table. At DCA, we are committed to ongoing learning and we value generosity among divorce coaching professionals. We believe that when one succeeds, we all succeed. Welcome everyone back to Divorce Coaches Academy. I'm happy to be here. My name is Tracy and I'm with Deb. And I hope you all had an amazing Thanksgiving. One of the things that we know that holds very true in the holidays is we are amping up for National Divorce Day, right? So the question that we're asking to you, divorce coaches, is, are you ready? Are you preparing? Are you getting locked and loaded to be able to address and speak to the amount of individuals who go through the holiday season thinking, that's it. No, I cannot do it anymore. I am ready to move forward with a divorce process. Interesting, right?
It's absolutely interesting. And we hear it all the time. It's been okay. It's been okay. And then somehow, late fall, people have had it up to here, but they're not quite ready to take action because they don't want to ruin the holidays for their kids, for their spouse, for their family. So they hold off. And then the attorneys, National Divorce Day came about because attorneys were reporting that the first business day in January, their phones started ringing off the hook. And January in itself is National Divorce Month. That's when we see the most divorces filed, right? Because people just, they're hanging on by their fingernails to get through the holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever they celebrate. It all seems to be at the end of the year and everybody is just biting their tongue.
Yeah. And I also think it's not only the stress, right, of sort of hanging on and trying to make this one last experience for their family and their children, but I think there's also a great deal of, okay, the new year, right? Am I going to repeat this yet again?
Right.
And setting some intentions for themselves and that interest in wanting to make that change. So I think for divorce coaches, there's a lot of opportunities here that we can capitalize on, that we can be speaking and addressing the needs of potential clients and those individuals who are sort of in that realm, right? And I think one of the most important things are, often we talk about in divorce coaching, right? If we could just get that client first before they make any additional decisions regarding their divorce process, because we know instinctively, based on a whole bunch of history, based on a whole bunch of the way things are, the belief for many individuals who are looking to move forward with a divorce process is, I need to hire an attorney. And that is reflective of how divorce day became, right? Mm-hmm. So individuals who were thinking, okay, that's it. I want to get a divorce. That first call is to the attorney. And as divorce coaches, we have an opportunity to try to see if we can move that barometer a bit, if that first step is to a divorce coach to be able to explore truly what are their options.
Absolutely. We have so many more options. And Tracy and I were talking just before we started recording today that we are in, you know, essentially a bit of a recession right now, right? Everybody's, you know, I know when I look at my 401k balance, I swallow hard. It doesn't look the way I'd like it to look. Things are more expensive. My budget is tighter. People are really focused on, you know, money and how much things cost. And we know a couple things. We know divorce can be more expensive the higher up we go in terms of involving more professionals. Yeah. Right? I think an AVO study said that the average divorce costs $20,000 per person once we start to get attorneys involved. And so Not that attorneys aren't awesome, because they are, and they're often very necessary. But I think we can help start to shift that paradigm to help people understand there are other options out there that help preserve their family assets for other things.
Yeah.
And, but they're afraid. I get it. Fear is such a big part of divorce, and they think they need that protection. And so part of what we offer as a divorce coach is helping them take back their own power instead of hand it over to someone else.
Yeah. There is, just to add upon that, Deb, there was a great article in the Wall Street Journal. I don't know how many of you were able to catch it. But in addition to all of these, you know, questions about divorcing in sort of a very financially difficult time, the price of legal services also rose 7.4% in September from a year earlier, according to the labor market. So it's not only sort of looking at, you know, being able to be mindful of how much a divorce is going to cost, is really looking at those professional fees. And divorce coaches do an amazing job in working with clients to help them identify what their goals are and their values, and to sort of help them identify processes that might be better suited for their case. And, and that might not be right off the bat retaining an attorney. And I know Susan Guthrie speaks about this a lot.
She does. She says your first call should be to a divorce coach. Why? One, then you have a support person. You have somebody that can help you understand the process. Clients aren't so reactive then. They feel like they're in charge of their own divorce process. And that's really our number one goal, right? Yeah. So as coaches, when we talk about you gearing up for National Divorce Day, what are we talking about? Because right now, your clients are feeling pain. Mm-hmm. They're in pain.
They are.
They're in pain. I don't want to live like this. I want to make a change. This isn't working for me. And that pain that they're experiencing now is going to turn into some sort of action step in January. So what can you be doing in terms of your marketing efforts to try to speak language to clients to encourage them, so that that action step is to reach out to you?
Yeah. And I think one of those things, you know, we can obviously address some of those avenues in which divorce coaches can engage in some marketing, whether that is blog posts or social media posts, but not only speaking to that pain and addressing the action, I think it's really, really vitally important right now that also divorce coaches are being mindful in that language when we're speaking to the pain about the current economic environment, right? Addressing the fact that there are a lot of fears, and those fears are real. Right. And also, how can there be some creative opportunities and development in terms of how they're moving forward? Right. Recognizing that, yeah, things might be different than they were a year ago in terms of their 401ks or their investments or even their house. Right. The housing market was booming just, what, 6 months ago? And now it's not. Things aren't moving as much. Interest rates are up. So
I was just going to say, I mean, I've been running some numbers with clients lately because I do a lot of financial work. And the difference in a, you know, $200,000 or $300,000 mortgage at 2.75% and 7.25% is huge.
Yeah.
Is huge.
Huge.
And so spending $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 on your divorce on top of that increased mortgage payment, we're talking about adding a lot of financial burden. So I think taking the financial angle and talking to people that way in terms of, hey, if you work with a divorce coach first, we can really help you. You know, Tracy and I say it all the time. Although we can't guarantee, we can guarantee we will save you money.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And, And that's so we have two things, right? We're talking about, you know, as we work with divorce coaches, we're sort of managing those two buckets, right? We talk about them all the time, the emotional management of making a decision to move forward with a divorce process, the emotional management of moving through a divorce process, and as well as the business side of the divorce process. And that business side includes, right, the financial management, understanding proposal development, engagement in the process of choice for the legal satisfaction of the requirement for divorce in whatever state that is, whether it's a parenting plan or custody agreement, marital settlement agreement, and how you're going to be able to get to that end goal. So we're speaking and addressing to clients, we have an opportunity, potential clients, but also resonating with them that we understand right now that it's even a little more trickier. We need to be speaking language that's relevant to our potential clients so that they can say, yeah, that's my concern. Right. It's not only that I am scared to death or I want to make this decision because I'm totally miserable, but what do I do? Right. What is this going to look like in this current economic state?
Absolutely. Right. Fear of the process and fear of what it's going to look like for me financially. Mm-hmm. And I don't want this to sound predatory, right? Like, you know, go after their fears and make them more scared. Right. But I think by addressing that in your language and in your marketing and in your conversations, what you do is you have the opportunity to say, by working with a coach first, we can help you make decisions that are in alignment with your values so that you don't get on this runaway train.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Because the legal system can be a runaway train.
It can be a runaway train and it snowballs. And the next thing you know, you're halfway down the mountain and it's an avalanche and now you can't stop it.
Yeah.
Whereas by working with a coach first, you know, I always say informed intentional decisions. Mm-hmm. And so if we can back it up a little bit to two train stations earlier.
Yeah.
Right. They might make a different decision in terms of what process they want to choose. Maybe they'll choose an ADR process to start with. I'm not saying that they may not need legal counsel, that they may not need some temporary orders, that they may not need the court's involvement in some way, but we don't have to start out at nuclear option 5.
Absolutely. And I also think it's kind of supporting one of the things that we do as divorce coaches, as divorce professionals, right? We don't give legal advice, but we certainly can help identify changes in this process as well, right? Mm-hmm. So there's that knee-jerk reaction, what we've always assumed, okay, divorce attorney. And now we're even seeing the evolution of more consulting attorneys, yeah. Right? Do clients, potential clients even know the difference between a consulting attorney versus retaining an attorney, right? So a consulting attorney is, you don't need to retain them. They can serve there in that their process to provide legal advice and guidance as you pursue potential other opportunities or ADR opportunities, whether that be mediation or arbitration. Some people are even engaging in the do-it-yourself process, but need guidance, right? And divorce coaches are perfect for supporting clients who might want to engage in that do-it-yourself divorce with the guidance and support of somebody who understands it, who understands the experience, who can reality test for the client, right? Those options in proposal development while working from a very objective standpoint of ensuring that they understand their financial needs, they understand the asset and debts of the family, they understand what their expenses are, they understand how child support and marital spousal support, maintenance, whatever we want to call it, is generated. These are all really important things that divorce coaches can provide guidance for while helping the client manage the emotional impact of that. So they are making informed decisions.
Informed decisions. And if they do need to employ a consulting attorney or even retain an attorney, if it gets to that point. The other thing you and I both know from experience, and I bet all you other coaches listening out there, one of the most frequent complaints I get from clients is that they're not working well with their attorney. Yeah. The client-attorney relationship is strained.
100% of my clients, Deborah, honestly, yes. 100% of my clients currently.
Yes. And so again, if we are in on the front end, we can help set the client up for success in interacting with that attorney and using them effectively and using them efficiently so that expectations are established up front, that they're choosing an attorney that's right for them. Yes. So many times, right? We see people just pick somebody out of the air, the or because they were charming in the interview, or because Aunt Susan used them. So if we can,
the first person they usually speak to is the person they retain.
Whereas if we, again, are in on the front end and we can help them in a couple sessions explore what they're looking for and prepare to interview those attorneys,
yeah,
they'll get a better fit. And then once they are working together, setting the expectations, helping them communicate about strategy.
Yeah.
Instead of sending a 7-page email about their feelings, right? Helps that relationship go a lot more smoothly if they do need to engage an attorney.
Yes. Yeah. So again, we're sort of talking about some ideas, but these are really marketing messages,
yes,
right? How are you as divorce coaches getting yourself ready? This is an opportunity for your practice, right? We know that there's going to be a need. Historically, it's been demonstrated, right? That's the existence of National Divorce Day. So you know it's coming, right? We're at the very beginning of December. This is an opportunity in your marketing messaging, whether that be on blogs or social media posts, or even the conversations that you're having in your various holiday get-togethers or networking groups, being able to speak to the pain, being relevant given the current economic market, and then what it is that you can do, right, to support the client and taking the action steps they need, right? So right. That direct value. So correlating that pain point to the action, to the outcome, and what exactly that means. And when we are talking about an average cost of each party working with an attorney, somewhere around $20,000, when we know the cost of professional fees have increased dramatically within a year, These are things that are on people's minds, that the more you can speak the language that they can hear, the more likely you are then going to be able to increase in your consults moving forward and capture and sort of tap into that market that we know is out there waiting.
Yeah, exactly. So this is an opportunity. If you go back a few weeks, we talked about how do I describe what I do as a divorce coach. We talked about the idea of an elevator speech, mm-hmm, right? I help people with this problem,
yep,
do this so they can do that. So this is an opportunity for you to tweak that.
Yep.
This is an opportunity for you to tweak. I help people with this problem. Well, what is this problem? This problem is people that are holding on through the holidays, right? And are getting ready to get divorced in the new year, that want to start taking action in the new year. So now what value are you going to add? And I want you to think exactly how you want to phrase it. Because one of the things we talked about in that episode was, if you go on and on, blah, 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 it's not going to be heard. So be intentional about the message. Think ahead. Yeah. What do you want to say? How do you want to say it? How do you add value, right? Yep. So that when you are at the holiday party or the at the hairdresser or at the gym working out or wherever it is you're out and about, you're ready and you're prepared, because this National Divorce Day is an opportunity for you coaches.
Yep. And I'm going to add one more word there.
Yeah.
Relevant.
Relevant.
Yes. So you're ready, prepared, and relevant.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, we hope this was helpful to get you jump-started thinking about how you are going to set yourself up to capture this opportunity that January is bringing to your practice, because it's coming, but are you ready? All right. Thanks for joining us this week, Tracy, and I really appreciate you listening in, and we'll be back next week. Thanks for joining us for the Divorce Coaches Academy podcast. If you enjoyed today's show, please give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. It helps other divorce professionals find us and add to the conversation. And don't forget to follow us on social media to be the first to know when we add new classes and events. We'll be back next week with another topic to help you maximize client impact, create a thriving business, and promote the value of professional divorce coaching.